In the bus, I'm sure follow.
This is the last Makim Bapakish shir. Next week, Rez Hashem, we're going to have a shir about Akdamas. And then after that is going to be Shir Resh, the 200th shir on Hilcha Shabbos, starting at the Mulach of Hotzah, beginning on the discussion of what is a Rishus HaRabim. Okay, so let's...
Is the
share
next week, is on Wednesday, or is it on earlier
in the week? No, Wednesday. You could be around, or you could be
in Chicago.
Okay. What can I tell you? Okay, Amar Rav Chista. Shrika Tavya Shari, says Rashi, Shrika Tavya, Lishrok Vlatuach Shemen Ubeitzim Gugolim. So you have roasted, eggs that were cooked already. So you... will smear them on roasted meat. Shucham, mishachashei chashari. You can do that even on Shabbos. Uvat shelo yehi roseh chedei levashel. As long as it's not hot, that the meat will what? Be mevashel the egg. So if it's not so hot, you can smear the egg on the meat. Because the meat, if it would be hot, would be mevashel of the egg.
This is a raw egg?
Yeah. Mevashel yosech de levashel, v'lo mina dom mina masakin. And we don't say that it's similar to being masakin. Because maybe you could still say it's Asher Misum Misakin. But that's the question. Is there a Tikkun Mana Ba'ochlan or not? So some want to say from here, some Achronim say based on this, if you want to see, here, take a look. On page... on page 6 in the Sefer Shvisa Sashabash in the part called Maisa Choshev in page 6. Visi Sefer Echad Shevi Raya Lini Makim Apatish Mad Amrina Hai Tarfa Da Asa. No, that's not that's Tarfa Da Asa, that's a different thing. Let me show you what I wanted to show you. Yeah, no, it's on page 4. Sorry. On the arrow on page 4. Chen Yesh Mahavi Raya Lezevi Shabbos Kuf Tes.
I'm sorry, the Sefer Echad, does he not want to name the Sefer?
Where are you reading?
In page 6.
Back to 6.
Let's see. Yeah, okay, I don't know, it could be he doesn't remember. That can happen sometimes. You saw it 30 years ago.
It's not like the Tosefta Kipshuta or something
I don't think so. I think he probably honestly he saw it once. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily remember where he saw it. So, V'chein Yesh L'Havi Raya L'Zem Shabbos Kuf Kesh Shrika Sharya L'Tuach Shemen U'Beitzim U'Gulgolim Alat Slik Shulcham Mishach Hashaykh Shari L'Vat Shaloi ובלבד שלא יהיה רוסח כדי לבשל. ולא אמרינן דומי למסכים. In other words, so as long as there's no bishul going on, then you're okay. But, and then he says, hey, Mashmi Yosef, but why don't we say it, at least it's masakin, because you'll make the eggs more ready to eat, even though it's not technically bishul. Hey, imagine it's a mirish because of shrika tavia, who limro v'latuch shemen u'beitzim gugolim atzli shulcham mishachasheka, who to hold gugolim heim rim lachila lokach. So, meaning they're already. How do you say gugolim would be scrambled? It's beaten. They're beaten, right? So they're raw lachila. But they're not cooked. So therefore, so if the meat is hot enough that it's going to make it royal achila, even though it's not hot enough to make it bishul, that's okay. Because he says, you see from here that there's no bishul by, it's either bishul by food, but there's no misakin mana by food. So if it's not hot enough to be bishul, if the piece of meat is not hot enough to be bishul, so it's not going to be it's not going to be usher for another isser of makev apatish, because it could be there's no such thing as makev apatish ba'achon. Mavachal lo hirosech yidei levashal. Dimbo haya roi lachila blokach, haya usher vafal pi she'ein hirosech. So he wants to bring a raya from here that if it wasn't roi lachila, he says that it's royal achila, so therefore it's not makim patish. But if it wouldn't have been royal achila, then it would be usser. I said the opposite. He wants to bring a raya that there is makim patish by Elchon, because the only reason that it's okay is because it's royal achila without, as it is. This is beaten eggs, so it's royal achila. But if it wouldn't have been royal achila, then it would have been usser, even though there's no bishul going on, because it's tikkun mana ba'ochel, makom apartish.
I'm sorry, I'm a little. Just because you take a raw egg and you beat it, that you, it's worthy of eating.
You, what do you do?
Yeah, but that's, you can eat. I mean, you crack open the egg, you beat it, and then it's roi la'achila. It's still raw.
Like Rocky.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
What
when you drink, movie with Rocky, the he like eats the raw egg.
Yeah,
he's
cracked.
He eats the raw egg.
Yeah.
Because he...
No, he didn't. But he, I'm saying, the beating doesn't make it raw la achila.
Right.
Does it?
So what...
I'm trying to understand, unless they had a different cuisine back then.
Right. Yeah, you're asking a good question, but Rashi uses the word "shbeitzi v'gulgolim al tzli shehu chama shechashechem shari v'vashal lo yerosech kidei levashal." And that would be mutter, and you don't say dami lemasakin because it. I mean the Dami Lamsakin, you see, but in the, that's how he's learning it. Rashi's saying, Rashi's mashma that it, you don't say tikkun, but he's saying a different thing, that he's quoting from the Meiri, a different idea, that Shulchan Mishra, Hol V'gulgolam V'rim L'achila. Would have been, usher. Okay. Then we have another Gemara. Take a look on page 2. Amar Shmuel, hi tarfa da asa. So Rashi says, Ola shel hadas. It's the leaf of a hadas. Asa. So what's asa? So says Rashi, tarfa da asa. Lo says Ola al shel hadas b'neka v'chavish. Allah also kemarze v'yayin zav v'derech sham. So you can't take a barrel and and take a leaf and put it by the barrel and the leaf will serve as a spout. You can't do that. Why? Because maybe you'll make a real spout. I'm a Shmuel. High time for the Asa Asa. My time of Yemen. But if I was Zayr Mishum Marzev. Rashi. Zayr Mishum Marzev. Shem Yochin Marzev. Because if you're going to come to do that, make a spout with a leaf. We're on page 2. Then you're going to come to make a real spout. And making a real spout, that's going to be a problem.
Because that's like real. I mean a real spout, like a hammer?
Like a pot or something.
Yeah, that's
like a hammer.
Yeah. Oh, hurrah. Right. And Rav Ashi Omer Gzeir Hashem Yiktom. Or another possibility is we're afraid that you're going to pluck the leaf off. Hashem Yiktom Ha'olam and Ha'anof. They came into Kat Mehavalim Sakin Kli. So that's it. So the Shvisa Shabbos says this is another mocker. Here. Take a look on page 6. It says, Ra'isi b'sefer echad. Back to your sefer echad. Ra'isi b'sefer echad. Shehevi ra'il in yimaki b'patish. Man, I'm reading on. Hai tar for da'asa osa. Zeru Shem Yiktom came into Katmi Havalei Masakin Kli. One of the Zeru's is that we're afraid that you're going to pluck off the leaf. And that's Masakin. Havalei Pishel Ha'ol Hazem Mashlichu Wachashah Shema Minah Adigam Masha'inu Zekayim Chayim. So this is what he wants to say, that the leaf, what's going to happen if you pluck off a leaf and you're going to use it for something? But and it'll be tikkun mana. But he says a chiddush here, and this is the don't you see over here that tikkun mana is even something that's disposable, because the leaf is disposable.
Well, it's like chopsticks.
Back to the chopsticks discussion. Right, unless you say the leaf. I don't know if he's right, because the leaves in the Zman of Chazal were not necessarily disposable. That's it wasn't the same as
very few things were disposable.
Even paper Zman Chazal, there's a whole discussion whether paper is makabel tumah or not. So Rav Moshe says, yeah, the paper, Bizman the Mishnah, wasn't disposable. So therefore, it was Mekabel Tumah. But our paper today, our tissues today, is disposable. So what he said over here, that the Ola is, the Rav Moshe says they would write a get on a leaf. Right? They write a get on a leaf. In other words, like today, everything's disposable. This, that, everything's disposable. But then things weren't disposable.
Did you throw it at something?
What?
Can you throw the get at somebody?
Yeah, you can throw it, yeah. The Gemara speaks. That's the name of the parak. Hazorik get leishto. That's the eighth parak of Gittin. It's called Hazorik. It's talking about throwing a get to the wife.
Is that the Matisse was different, or just it was a lot rarer, so they didn't throw leaves and paper out?
Yeah, they didn't
have paper like we have.
I'm saying like
the paper was more material. It was like, it right, wasn't the like same thing where you have
fabric
to...
Or,
yeah.
It also wasn't as common. So
yeah.
It was a cloth, right? Or?
Yeah, something more like that, yeah.
What kind of pen would they use for the leaf?
So he wants to bring a raya that tikkun mana is usur, even if it's disposable, maybe it's not such a raya. Because... who says it was disposable? And that's what we discussed about toothpicks, Bizman Chazal. The toothpicks, Bizman Chazal, are what?
Are not
disposable. So that's why it says if you take a piece of wood and you cut it off and you use it as a toothpick, you chayev. So and the question is, isn't that disposable? So we all said, maybe Bizman...
Chazal.
Right, exactly. Today everything's disposable. This disposable. Right. Well, now take a look. What?
It's
disposable. It's disposable, right. So that's why I was noting, even though first Rabbi Body thought not that way. This is the big question in life, whether chopsticks is mutter on Shabbos, to break apart chopsticks, is that tikkun mitzvah on that?
Right.
That's the moment.
Can you also get a ruling on opening a bottle, or is that
technically? Like this?
Yeah, on Shabbos.
Like ripping the paper or something?
You follow
Rabbi Vadi Yosef, who follows the Dvar Yeshua, that is mutter.
I don't sound like
what?
It's mutter.
No,
I'll swat. It's mutter. I'll swat. It's only if it's also.
No, I'm saying, yeah.
I don't know something. Today's bottles, if you ever go down to the Coca-Cola factory in Atlanta, see the way they're made. They're put on a conveyor belt and the cap is just slammed down. It's already clear, right? What would be the...
Yeah.
What do you mean? Isn't it like there's that thing down here and it's connected and then you break the seal? It's sealed, but it's already... What already had, it didn't clear the cap already. Now when they put it down, they slam it down.
Yeah, I found Rabbi Vadi Yosef.
Once I have it complete, I have it complete.
He visited Yeshiva Flappers, Rabbi Yosef.
Yes, yeah. I remember that. In the elementary school, the Syrian they kissed the hand, that whole...
Yeah.
When he was a Rishon LeTzion.
Sure. He was a Rishon LeTzion for many years.
Yeah.
More than 10 years?
Something like that. I mean, a lot.
That's the term, yeah.
And the same thing applies to a carton?
You know, the old milk cartons?
Yeah.
From Moshe Bick matter the old milk cartons when I was a kid already. He matter the old...
He couldn't leap to the bottles?
Someone told me they thought he would matter that too, but that I didn't hear as direct. But the other thing I heard from someone who was a known thing, that a big matter the milk cartons on Shabbos. Some people ask for everything, and some not.
So, Rebbe was saying that a few shem ago that for the Magen Avraham that chopsticks are okay, but now we're going to say maybe it's not okay, the chopsticks.
No, so I think, but I don't want to give a final psak because.
Right.
But so it could be you could do it bashinoi. The chopsticks. Yeah. Right. So, you know,
how does that help?
Rip with your...
In other words, because some of us say maybe chopsticks is only, even if you hold it saucer, maybe it's only an issur d'rabbanan.
But you still can't do.
So, yeah, but it's a shinoi, so, right, only b'makom, the question is b'makom tzorach, if you have no way to eat, how you can eat the food.
Use your hand.
So
the chopsticks,
you can pick up the sushi and put it in your mouth.
Okay, I'm not a sushi eater, so
maybe. Shvus, b'makom...
Right, but Mokum,
is that permissible? Mokum
mitzvah, well, if you have tzorach to eat for Shabbos, maybe.
So why doesn't a company just put like a little seal around it, or a loop around it, something that you can slide up, and they're already apart, you don't have to break any apart.
You're chopping and making it, they're not thinking in terms of...
Think about it, you're
well, I mean, they have OU on it or something, or even you make it the thing tight on it, and so you just gotta like take it out, it's already there.
Yeah.
They're not thinking about it.
Yeah. So,
what's wrong with
the fork? Fork is good. I like fork.
What about your
hands? Hands is even better. Noch besser. Noch besser. Yeah, so, then he writes. Then he has a discussion from the Maril Diskin on page 5. Shemati ki agoin Maril Diskin horbol iser. To make soda, make carbonated drinks on Shabbos. So he says that he thinks it's usher. He says because when you came in a soda, two lines from the bottom, panim chadoshes ba'olokan. He hakov achimus. So there's a chemical reaction happening. So So whenever it's a chemical reaction, well, you just mix different drinks together, no chemical reaction happens, that's fine. But if it's a chemical reaction happening, so that some post can hold, that's usur, or it's a type of makom patish, or type of molid, etc.
That would not apply to Alka-Seltzer?
Are we allowed to have
a soda stream?
Soda stream, right. So that's the machlokes. But if you hold, there's no makom patish ba'ochlin, like others hold, and then it's okay.
Who said, the Yerushalmi originally said that there's makom?
The Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says there's makom patish by ochlin.
With the fish?
With the not the rabbit, the shum, the garlic thing. But then we saw Rav Chaim. No, I said that maybe it's only if there's many malachas being done, and this is the final malacha that's being done in the series. But if the whole thing is just one thing, then not. It has to be a final thing out of a series.
You know this thing where you pour in the like, and my cousin's a prophet, right? So they pour in this like cherry stuff into whatever the soda water is. Now that would be, it seems like, but like, they're doing it in Flatbush, black hats are doing it. The rabbis saying, anybody, yeah.
What are they doing? What are they doing?
Yeah, that's right. You put the syrup inside of the soda, so it's making some kind of reaction. But that is Shamar Shamas like. For Mara, now? They have a chance anymore?
Asiri Yakaidish, this week's parasha. And he says here, he has a piece here, the Beis Sharim on page 11. That's a Chashev Sefer, Rav Amram Blum. You know who's related to him? The fellow used to learn here. Yitzchak Blum? Remember Yitzchak Blum? So that's the same Blum Mishpacha. So he says, Asiyas Choymetz. So he also speaks about making
vinegar,
making soda. Yeah. So is that a problem? So he writes here on page 12. By Rashi Shita is that if you moly dover chadash, it's like a malacha midrabana, like the Shulchan said. So over here, maybe you could say the same idea. So that's the question, whether that's called being molid davar chadash. He says, no, that's an issur d'rabbanan. If it's makom patish, that would be an issur d'oraisa. If you just be molid davar chadash, that could be a d'rabbanan.
What about the can with the whipped cream?
Exactly, that's an excellent, right, exactly. The whipped cream, that could... Right, so someone machmer in that. Rabbi Bari's makel in that with the rip cream because you're changing its form.
So
Rabbi Bari holds making whipped cream on the Shabbos as mutter.
Even though the form is changing?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he holds that the Gemara was only spoke about if you take snow and you crush it. But then the Gemara never speaks about the opposite.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
What about, liquid soap, when you lather it up, it also, to a certain extent, changes?
Right, yeah. Similar to whipped cream, it's sound like it's liquid inside,
it
bubbles.
Yeah, but it doesn't have, how long would that last?
What do you mean? I mean, you're rinsing it off in water, so...
Right, that's why, but say you wouldn't whip it.
If you wouldn't rinse it off, it would last forever.
No, the bubbles would, like, dissolve.
It would just dissolve in the...
I think
like the sheet is that hold that all these things are mutabusted natural kayama. Her moisture was very machmer in these things.
Did you say you couldn't do whipped cream? Or
I think Meeker didn't, brushing your teeth is mutter on Shabbos.
What
and
does that mean? With or without toothpaste?
I don't, because when I grew up, her moisture was the posek hador. And so when I was growing up, he was the posek hador, so that's what I did. I followed the posek hador. But now he's not alive, and now I'm a little bit older, so I think that Like what Rav Avadi holds, Rav Avadi Yosef holds.
He could with toothpaste?
That is mutter, yeah.
With toothpaste?
With toothpaste.
What is the...
I think it's
rationale. The
Soloveitchik permitted. Soloveitchik permitted it. And I tell women who, you know, women who have to go to the mikvah on Shabbos, so usually they prepare before Shabbos, but sometimes they make early Shabbos, and they get to go to the mikvah after the meal. Like a lot of women do that this time of year. They make early Shabbos, they go to the mikvah after the meal. So then I tell them to brush their teeth before they go to the mikvah. So usually you brush your teeth. If you go to the mikveh at night, you brush your teeth beforehand.
Floss also?
No, not floss. But the body is not a fan of flossing.
Why?
He holds...
Does he bleed?
He holds... Because if the thing breaks, and then it's stuck between the teeth, you're up a creek.
Why up a creek?
Because it's a chatzitza. It's a chatzitza, and it bothers him. It's bothersome.
Oh,
you would have a piece of thing.
I was referring to Shabbos.
What?
I was for mikveh, Rebbe's talking about, right?
Right.
Right. But on Shabbos, can a person floss? Like that?
Just for cleanliness, you mean?
Yeah.
Flossing causes a person to bleed.
Right. Yeah.
So does brushing.
Not as much flossing.
It's like
flossing. A secretion. It might be a secretion of the Nicholai and the Darabon and Kashas.
Also the
so that could be okay, because it's still Nicholai.
No, the
and it's only the Darabon, and you don't need the blood.
What do you need to do?
What?
It's not for
hygiene,
not for cleaning Shabbos, flossing, I don't know.
Yeah, no, so...
What about toothpaste I don't know? You have these special things, right?
Like stomach secretion below Nichola you can't do, right?
If it's a Rabbanan, then they're posting the permit, secretion of Nichola. The Aruch says, secretion of Nichola is mutter even on the Raisa.
The Aruch.
Yeah. Rav Avadi Yosef is very into
that.
He's very into that. Rav Avadi Yosef once gave a shiur on YU about if you're walking in the snow and your shoe has a thing like a design or
whatever,
and you step in the snow, so you got the. So he thought that was that should be mutter, was a secretion lo nichle. Rav Avadi also, it means, you know, secretion lo nichle. So he says, so that's what he discusses here, that maybe it's, you're making something new, etc. Oh, so now let me show you something else. There's a fascinating Gemara here on page 13.
Do you have the Rav Avadia here?
On what?
I guess on the Bible account.
That I was a shiur that I gave in the past. I covered that. It's in the Tshuva Yechavadas if you want to see it. Mm-hmm. And he quotes a Dvar Yeshua, which I hold is one of the biggest poskim, even though he's not as known.
Mm-hmm.
Died in Ehrenberg,
when he
in Tel Aviv.
I heard again,
yeah, he was very big, and I'm a big fan of his Tshuvas. Even though people today don't know him the way they know...
Which shul does he daven?
He's not alive anymore.
Where was he?
Tel Aviv.
I know. You know what shul?
Which shul?
Right, synagogue
in Tel Aviv. There's no great synagogue.
Oh, yeah, of course. Been around since
1920. Okay.
Tel Aviv.
Okay.
One of my friends is a gabbai.
Okay.
The other one is the president.
He's a big guy. Amar Rav Yehuda. Ochlei, page 14, Behema Eim Behem Yishem Tikun Kli. So what does that mean, Rashi? Ochlei Behema, so Kash V'Ale Kanim. So in other words, we said the halacha is like this. If you take a piece of wood, and you cut off a little piece of wood from a piece of, splinter. From a log, and you take a splinter from a log, and then you start... using your as a toothpick, that's awesome. But what if the toothpick is edible by a behemoth? Like it's some straw that a behemoth would eat. Straw. And you take a piece of straw and you break it off, and now you have a toothpick out of straw. So so the Gemara says, "Ein behemishim tikun kli." Why? Because a kli and a food are mutually exclusive. If it's a food item, then it can't be a kli. You know what I'm saying?
Why?
Because those are two separate things.
Wow.
It's interesting, Rabbi Bari permitted, he quotes, I think, from the Chidor, that on Shabbos lunch, they would make Kiddush on a chocolate cup, and then they would eat the cup after the Kiddush.
Wine in the cup?
Is it Chidor?
I think it's a Chidor he quotes.
What, it's like in a, like a Ma'agal Tov? Like he went to some weird place where they do that?
I don't know, one of the Achron, I think it was the Chidor. So that's a little strange, because it could be that if it's an Ochel, that can't be a Kli.
Also, when did the Chidor live?
Long time ago.
I'm saying, before chocolate really was not introduced to
Europe.
So
if
no, Chidor was already even...
1500?
Alright, but
no,
I'm saying,
he was maybe
chocolate's from the New World.
1790 or something like that?
The Talmud of your kind.
Yeah.
The Chidah is the Sefer Magal Tov, which is his travelogue.
Yeah.
Chidah was the fundraiser for the Kolel, which doesn't mean the same Kolel now, like
the Ha'ir
for Yerushalayim. And he went all around
the
civilized world at the time, collecting money to support the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
So he saw all these different communities with their varied practices, and he wrote them down. Bart Nura did a similar thing, although it's much smaller. So a chidah, seeing something, it could be some unusual practice done by some unusual community 200 years ago, which no one else ever did.
Yeah. So what do you see over here? You see an unbelievable thing, that if you take a piece of straw, which is edible by a behema, and then you make it into a toothpick, and you use it as a toothpick, you don't violate.
You don't violate the takin or
makib apatish, because it's an ochel, and an ochel can be a kli.
But it's not human ochel.
1724 to 1806.
It's
still
ochel. So we
don't differentiate between ochel.
Because it's still ochel.
That's
interesting.
Yeah, it's still ochel. That's a fascinating idea.
So you can't have two rolls.
So
if it's an ochel, you can't have two rolls.
If it's an ochel, then you can make it into a toothpick.
Okay.
Oh. You got your tickets? Yeah? Go to Eretz Yisrael tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Good.
See you
tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's it? Aliyah?
No. He's visiting his sister and brother-in-law, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so there's a fascinating tshuva in the Arugas HaBosa. Let me tell you the Shaila, and I'll see what you say about it. Okay? It's on page 16 and 17. The person wanted to make a yahrzeit candle. You know what he did? He took a potato, and he took the candle, and he stuffed it in the potato.
Sure. Like
happy birthday? Yeah. Page 17. What do you think of that?
On Shabbos?
On Shabbos. On Yontif. A yahrzeit candle on Yontif.
How big is
he stuck it? What?
He stuck the candle in the potato.
Mm-hmm. Why to hold it?
Yeah. So is that a violation of Tikkun Mana?
What does he mean with stocking exactly?
No, he's making a receptacle.
Yeah, but the potato's edible though.
Ah. Right. So you're saying it's mutter based on that Gemara?
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Maybe it's not.
No, it wasn't
Elwood. So he says that Ruga Saboisim, that he thinks it's mutter. Ah, so the question is, what about Rav Hiller's Taina? That it's
what? Mutter or is it not mutter?
This is mutter.
So that's wild.
So the Yagel Yaakov. Want to defend him. Here, he defends his Rebbe. Arugas Aboysim. Here, on page 19. Achrei derech b'vor sholom. Adasa should probably be divrei morizal. Meshut Arugas Aboysim. Shekosov. Sheba'osa nekev. B'pri adama. Shekorim. Ed apple. Ed apple is a potato. Right? It's a...
Tapuach
Adama. Eir is the Adama. Eir apple. Vasokim in Kli, Litchel Bo Haner Biyontif. The Chai Mishim told us Bona. It's like told us Bona. It's like a Katish Bona. Vriyasu mi Megabin. Because there is a Gemara here on page 15. The Gemara says, Megabin Mishim Mai Chayiv Amalhum Mishim. The Gemara says, Megabin Chai Mishim Bona. If you make cheese, you chayv mishum bona. So he says that he thinks, so his Rebbe tainted, it's usher. So what's the pshat? But what about Hiller's Gemara? How can we say, how can he go against Hiller? How can he go against Hiller?
So what's his far that it's usher?
You think it's usher because it's making a cleat.
Could you say as far that maybe you're being mevalvel with clay? Once you take it away from food, and you stick it in, you're showing you don't want it for food anymore.
Well, what do you say? And what about the
straw from the toothpick?
Straw from the toothpick. You think we
never
still
intended
still,
it? You can still eat it.
You can still use it.
Still use it. Here you're not using it. Once the wax was on the tail, you can't use it anymore. You can't eat it.
That's a good kill. I like what you're saying. You think with the straw, you can always
give it to the animal.
Yeah. We're doing a tshuva now from the Arugas Aboysim and the Yagel Yaakov. The shaila is if a person on Yontif wants to light a Yortzeit candle, so he takes a potato and he sticks the candle in the potato.
Yeah.
So is he considered being a makeh b'patish on the potato? Because the potato is becoming a receptacle to hold the candle.
In Europe, poor people used to get Hanukkah with the potatoes.
Yeah, see, he knows everything. I said about you this week, Rebellia, you know everything about everything.
I don't know, you know everything, but I know about the Desmond Hogan from the mall. I mean, it's interesting to me. People.
Yeah, they used to send Hanukkah licht and potatoes.
People didn't have any money for any kind of licht. They used to take potatoes and they would make a hole and they would stick a candle in there.
That's the whole thing. That's the whole discussion.
You can do that on Shabbos too.
Well,
Shabbos, what are you doing on Shabbos?
You couldn't eat it afterwards this time, right?
Yeah. No, but Rabbi Hillel wanted to say that maybe it's different. But the Gemara says that if it's an oichel, It's not a kli. There's a mutually exclusive thing. That if you take a toothpick, so it's also to do that on Shabbos to make a splinter.
Mm-hmm.
But the Gemara says, but if it splinters roi b'achilas behema, then it's not considered a kli. Because an oichel and a kli are mutually exclusive. So Rabbi Hillel asked the kasha, Fetra Hillel, how could it be that the potato is considered a kli and you can violate makom patish or moina when you put the candle in the potato,
right?
But it's roi l'achila. So he gave a teretz, so not a bad teretz. He wanted to say that maybe once you know you use it for the receptacle, then it's going to have all the wax on it and it's not going to be roi
not
going to be roi l'achila anymore. That's not bad. So the Yagel Yaakov, you know the Yagel Yaakov? Reb Chaim Mordechai Yaakov Gottlieb. Avbezin Ram Dekal Masfardim B'mishkolots.
Mishkolots.
And he claims he's a Talmud of the Arugas Aboysim.
I never heard of him, but there are a lot of Jews in Arugas Aboysim.
What? This is a big person.
The whole dynasty comes from him, right? Yes. Lucas
of Isen was, was an Ashkenazi suburban hunter. He became a chassid. And he was a really very prominent rabbi. In fact, he went to Belz and he was not just Hasidic. And the Hasidim Alevik was wearing a top hat and cylinder. And Belzer Rebbe said, in Sachadai, he said that there's more Yerushalayim under his cylinder than under most people's drive-line. But he became a chassid and became a rebbe.
But the Belzer Rebbe said about the Arugas Abosim, that there's more Yerushalayim before he became a chassid.
Yeah,
under his one.
He
just had a regular hat.
A cylinder, like a top.
Like
my
used to wear on Shabbos years ago.
Interesting.
How long did he work
so he, so he wants to give a different teretz to explain why it's usher. Yeah. On page 20, he says. I'll call Padim Nira the Nido Didan Lo Domi Hosam Klal. Why? She Einu Kli Glomer Rakulega Achas Shachotes Boshino. You see, when you're making a toothpick, you're not fashioning anything. It's not Nikra that it's a Kli. This is the stick. Now you're using it as a. So you're not fashioning it. So since it's a Shvacha Kli, then it can't be a Roy Lachila. Because it doesn't have a tzur of a kli. So then it can't be Roy Lachila. Because if it doesn't have a tzur of a kli, and it's Roy Lachila, two things together, then we're not going to consider it a kli. But here you're fashioning it to be a kli.
Right.
You're fashioning it to be a kli.
But that may not be okel.
So then even if it's okel, when you fashion it, that's a kli.
Really?
Okay. We got Enu Nikol Klal here. Yeah, or Niktav Chatziz Hashenov. But he says, but our case is different. Our case is you're fashioning it to be a kli. He could call to because Mashenkim in the Odin she also a Maisa Gomor. He's doing a Maisa Gomor. He's hollowing out the potato to put the candle in. Hanika shu ketumunus kalicha regim lasos kazel l'tzach hamonas haner b'kai gavna omar mishnah ein poses haner he shows a kli gam ba'ochel chalalav shem kli. And this is a good teretz for Rav Abadi's chidah. I think Rav Abadi in the Sefer quoted a Chidor that says that on Shabbos day, when they would make Kiddush, they would have a chocolate kos that they would make Kiddush from, and then they would eat the kos after the Kiddush. So we had a kasha, l'chora, if it's an oichel, it's not a kli, based on that Gemara. But based on the Yagel Yaakov, it works very well. Because if you fashion it, see that, in other words, the Gemara only said that a kli and an ochel mutually soothes them when it's a shvacha kli, like a toothpick.
Yeah.
So a toothpick doesn't, you didn't have a tzura. You didn't fashion it, it's just a little stick. But Macha Ein Kain, if you fashion it as a kli, like in the case of the potato, so then it has a real tzura's kli.
But a dessert, right? In other words, you make them up an orange, you have a meal, and then dessert.
What was the reason they did the chocolate kos and kiddush? What was the reason? Or
why did they do that?
It's
a shtick. It's a novel.
Oh, it wasn't for a specific.
It wasn't a halakhic.
It wasn't a from.
Okay.
But they were allowed that as a novelty? It's not like you have to.
No. No. So now, based on this teretz of the Agal Yaakov, that minhag is miyushav, because even though a kli and ochel mutually exclusive, that's only a shvacha kli, like a stick. But if you fashion it to be like a candle holder or a kli, then even by an ochel, that's a big yisod here. They say the Yagel Yaakov. You hear? You hear the angle, Yaakov? It's not bad. He's saying different than you, but he also says good.
I don't have what he's saying.
In other words, the Gemara only was makel by a stick that doesn't really have. It's not really fashioned
to be.
What
does that mean? It's not fashioned. Well, so what?
Does it require artisanry or like?
Doesn't require because it doesn't look different, or it doesn't require you to do anything significant to make it that way.
Both. Doesn't require anything significant.
And why does that tell you?
It's not a kli. It's a stick that you use it for, you know, to get an inu klal.
Yeah.
And Lechora, we said, and these things were not disposable, right? With a toothpick, is Man Chazal disposable?
That I don't know.
Yeah. Well, the leaves weren't disposable, we're supposed to say.
You used to cut out a piece of wood and use it for toothpicks. I don't think they sold toothpicks.
Right, and then but they would keep it. They wouldn't just use it one time and throw it out like we do it. So that's why I like this svara to say that there's no tikkun mana by disposable things, like this thing. Right? A lot of Rav Yosef permits opening this on Shabbos like this. So made before, and also as far as some give that it's disposable, so it's not called
Misakin.
It's not called Misakin, it's disposable. I like that svara. I'm very into that svara. That is something you know, that would be enough kamina
for the Chinese
chopsticks. But if you don't hold to this, then it could be chopsticks could be a potential deraisa if you don't hold from this svar. So maybe at least if you do it with a shinui, so then that's a different story. Okay, Rabosai, we've officially finished Melachas Makeh B'Patish. Bez Hashem, next week we're going to have a shiur about Akdomus, where Akdomus comes from. It's a very fascinating topic. And when you're supposed to say Akdamas. The old minute to say Akdamas was after the first pasuk of the Kriya. You see, today we're in a generation where everything is a hefsek.
Yeah.
This is a hefsek, that's a hefsek. So people can't deal with the old minhagim. So they have to change the old minhagim because everything's a hefsek. But the original minhag of Akdamas was the Kohen got the Aliyah. Malkari read one pasuk. And then they said Akdamas.
Like
Akdamas, right? Yeah. Like, the question about you see Piskam as well. So I want you to see tomorrow, next week, I made a packet on the source of Akdamas and what's it all about and where does it come from. And after that, Bez Hashem, we're going to go to the next Malach of Hotzah and we're going to discuss what a Rishus HaRabim is. Is Manhattan a Rishus HaRabim or is not? It's Brooklyn. It
was just that was a big thing in Brooklyn
in the early 80s.
Yeah, the Arrow.
Yeah, the
Arrow.
Yeah.
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 It's a lot of literature on that.
Yeah.
Remotion on.
Yeah. He was against
that.
Yeah. But Rav Kasher, he wrote the book about the Arrow of Manhattan. He permitted the Arrow of Manhattan.
Yeah.
And Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was very upset.
Yeah.
The Menashe Klein hold of the Manhattan Arrow in Brooklyn.
You must have.
Well, he definitely held from the Brooklyn area, and I don't see why he shouldn't have held from the
Manhattan
area. I don't want to put things in his, you know.
Which of Manhattan's hold was all the Chizuk Kappas, right?
Flappish.
And what about Manhattan?
Well, he wasn't chosid of Manhattan, but he said Aim Limchos.
Why is Manhattan better than
because Manhattan has a seawall around Manhattan. I once went on a boat ride to go. We took a boat around all of Manhattan to see the seawall.
What do you mean seawall?
It's a wall. But I grew up with the Hashpar of Rav Moshe Biksa style, so all the air.
Then it's not good.
Yeah, he was an Eish Lahava. The Lori's side, yeah.
Somebody in this shoe, somebody was one of the Rabbanim there.
I think Mendy's wishful state is also in it, the Serenchevov. They were all everything in favor. And, you know, the end of it was that the Sakharov you felt that you could make an heir to Manhattan, but he asked the Prime Minister of, he said, if you, you know, move away, who's going to take a Frias for it?
Right, but today you have people who are Bakiyim in Erevin that will take a Christ.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's tying this
up. The Sakharov fleet, you can make an Erevin happen. Talking also on every circus they made in Erevin on Bedford Avenue, so the Rebbe could carry. And he used to bring a chair, and the Rebbe was frail, and you know, he would sit down on the way from his house to the shul. So he believed that you could do it. Not everybody believes that was
so. Yeah, so we'll have some theorem on that, as you said.
I don't know,
yeah.